things aren't looking pretty for Virginia's defense industry. More than $500 billion is now slated to get cut from the Pentagon's budget. That's on top of a previous agreement to trim its budget by $450 billion. Virginia Beach Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel says that would be a terrible day for national security and the state of Virginia.
That amount triggered from one day to the next. I mean, you know, it just pivots. It goes from one level to the next in one day. The reduction is, I think that'd be a what I would refer to as a violent course correction for the Department of Defense.
Experts say the cuts are unlikely to fall on the tens of thousands of troops stationed in Virginia, but contractors who contribute a lot to the state's economy could take a big hit. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran says the budget cuts currently written into law would hit Virginia harder than any other region of the nation.
We don't build weapons systems, but we do the things that make our military the smartest in the world with information technology, cybersecurity, battlefield simulation, all the research and development. Most of it is anchored in Northern Virginia.
Cutting $500 billion from the Pentagon's budget isn't something Virginia lawmakers want to see, even those Republicans who ran on trimming the federal debt. Critics say that's hypocrisy, but many in the GOP, such as Chesapeake Congressman Randy Forbes, oppose the compromise measure that set up the supercommittee. He says automatic cuts to the Pentagon's budget should never have been a part of the mix.
Now we should have a piece of legislation that says we're not going to have those triggers for defense cuts.
The president has threatened to veto any attempt to blunt the budget cuts. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner agrees, even though he knows the cuts will be painful for Virginians.
They will, but the notion that we would somehow remove the consequences of failing to start taking down our debt is just unacceptable.
Analysts think the budget cuts would fall hardest on Northern Virginia's economy, but the South may face a different problem. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta recently announced he wants to move 4 ballistic missile ships to Europe to provide a shield against a potential nuclear attack. Congressman Forbes, who is the chairman of the House Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee, fears 3 of those could be sent from the naval base at Norfolk.
Those destroyers, we didn't give the Navy any additional money for assets, so at least 3 of those destroyers very likely could come out of Norfolk to be land-based over there.
The potential combination of moving those ships and slicing hundreds of billions of dollars from the Pentagon's budget has the state's lawmakers looking for alternatives, but also, oddly enough, looking to partisan gridlock as a sign of hope. Congressman Moran says the dire scenario that's currently on the books will probably get worked out after next year's elections.
My guess is that we're going to continue the political posturing for another year, and then in the lame duck session, depending upon the results of the election, those issues will be finally resolved.
If the law isn't changed, the steep budget cuts will start hitting the state in 2013. In the meantime, Virginia's lawmakers in Washington are working to unwind or redirect those cuts. I'm Matt Laszlo reporting.